president. United States, the White House and top congressional Democrats remained at odds Sunday over the scope of more assistance for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. In back-to-back appearances on ABC's This Week News show, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, the leader of the Democratic-controlled House of Representatives, and Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin sparred over how much new aid the national government should approve beyond less generous state unemployment benefits. For 4 months of $600 a week extra national benefits expired Friday, but Pelosi and other Democrats want to extend the payments through the end of 2020, while U.S. President Donald Trump and his administration initially want to cut the extra aid to $200 a week while working towards a package that would set the aid at 70% of what a worker had been paid before being laid off as the virus swept through the U.S. Elsewhere in the world, Australia imposed an overnight curfew on its second biggest city, Melbourne, Sunday, and banned people from moving more than 5 kilometers from home in a bid to control a growing coronavirus outbreak that is infecting hundreds daily. Coronavirus infections in the Philippines surged past 100,000 Sunday, with medical groups declaring that the country was waging a losing battle against the virus and asking the president to reimpose a lockdown in the capital. The Philippines has the second most cases in Southeast Asia after Indonesia and has had more infections than China, where the pandemic began late last year. And confirmed cases are hovering at near record levels in Japan, raising worries the pandemic may be growing more difficult to control. Japan has avoided a total lockdown, encouraging business activity while urging responsible behavior. This is VOA News. Who gets to be first in line for a COVID-19 vaccine? U.S. health authorities hope by late next month to have some draft guidance on how to ration initial doses. In the U.S., the Advisory Committee on Immunization Practices, a group established by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, or CDC, is supposed to recommend who to vaccinate and when, advice that the government almost always follows. But a COVID-19 vaccine decision is so tricky that this time around, ethicists and vaccine experts from the National Academy of Medicine are being asked to weigh in, too. That group was chartered by Congress to advise the government how to decide. The CDC's opening suggestions are first vaccinate 12 million of the most critical health, national security, and other essential workers. Next would be 110 million people at high risk from the coronavirus, those over 65 who live in long-term care facilities, or those of any age who are in poor health or who are also deemed essential workers. The general population would come later. Experts say, though, that even if a vaccine is declared safe and effective by year's end, there won't be enough for everyone who wants one right away, especially as most potential vaccines require two doses. Well, the Mexican Army and state security forces have captured Jose Antonio Yepes, a prominent drug gang leader blamed for helping to fuel a major surge in violence in the country in recent years, authorities said on Sunday. Widely known as El Maro or the Mallet, Yepes was captured in an operation carried out early on Sunday morning, according to the federal government and authorities in the central state of Guanajuato, a principal flashpoint of gang violence. Yepes, boss of the Santa Rosa de Lima cartel, which is a Guanajuato-based gang, has been engaged in a bloody struggle for criminal control of the state with the Jalisco New Generation cartel, one of the country's most powerful and violent outfits. The Guanajuato Attorney General's office said security forces captured Yepes with five other people and rescued a kidnapped local businesswoman during the operation. And Finland's Prime Minister Sanna Marin has announced that she has married her longtime partner 8 months after becoming the head of government. The 34-year-old Marin said on her Instagram account that she married Markus Rikkonen on Saturday. They've been together for 16 years and have a young daughter. Marin is a keen advocate for environmental issues. When she became prime minister, she was the world's youngest serving head of government, a distinction she lost a few weeks later with the return to power of Austrian Chancellor Sebastian Kurz, who turns 34 later this month. This is GLA News Via Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman in Washington.